Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all, and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Tonight, the Supreme Court hands Donald Trump a significant legal victory.
Well, the court has decided unanimously that Donald Trump cannot be disqualified as a presidential candidate.
The context and analysis of that landmark decision coming just before Super Tuesday.
This does not get former President Trump to the finish line. This just gets him to the starting line.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with the news and analysis of that historic decision from the Supreme Court. The justices ruling that states cannot bar Donald Trump from running for another term, even though he is accused by some of insurrection. Colorado and several other states were seeking to disqualify Trump because of his actions surrounding the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Now, today's decision was unanimous. All nine justices agreed that Trump cannot be barred from the ballot in perhaps the most important ruling by the nation's highest court about a presidential election in more than two decades, since the decision of Bush versus Gore in 2000. This is the key paragraph of the ruling. States may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state office, but states have no power under the Constitution with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency. Now, the court's three liberal members say the court's majority went too far. Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson expressed frustration in a concurring opinion, saying the decision protects Donald Trump from, quote, future controversy. CBS's Robert Costa has the former president's reaction.
A crucial decision today with sweeping political consequences. The high court ruling that former President Donald Trump cannot be removed from Colorado's ballot due to the state court's view that he stoked the January 6th insurrection.
You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that.
With this ruling, two other states also had their efforts to remove the former president stall. Three justices, in a separate concurring opinion, said allowing the Colorado measure to go forward would, we agree, create a chaotic state-by-state patchwork. Amid a tense political landscape, Justice Amy Coney Barrett also urged Americans to see unity from the unanimous decision. Writing, in this circumstance, writings on the court should turn the national temperature down, not up. Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State offered sharp criticism of the decision.
I do believe that states should be able, under our Constitution, to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists.
The ruling comes a day before Super Tuesday, the biggest primary election day of the season, when voters in 15 states, including Colorado, head to the polls. And Trump's legal hurdles continue to pile up as the Supreme Court weighs another decision next month.
I hope that the justices, because they'll be working on some other cases, but one in particular, presidents have to be given total immunity. They have to be allowed to do their job.
Later this month, Trump will also spend 6 weeks in court, where he is charged with falsifying business records related to hush money payments to a porn star. Today, Trump's former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, pled guilty to two counts of perjury in the New York civil fraud case, but he will not testify against his former boss.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, top Republicans tell me they expect Trump to have a strong showing on Super Tuesday, accumulating a bushel of delegates as he marches closer to the nomination. Meanwhile, allies of former Ambassador Nikki Haley tell me she'll likely soon be at a crossroads about whether she's going to stay in the race. Nora.
Robert Costa, thank you very much. For more analysis on that decision, let's bring in CBS News Chief Legal Correspondent Jan Crawford. All right, Jan. As Robert outlined, the court was unanimous, but also many of them let them know they did not agree totally with it. Explain.
Well, that happens sometimes on issues. Well, they agree with the outcome, but they may have different ways of getting there. And that's what we saw today. You know, they all said the same bottom line. The Colorado Supreme Court was wrong and states can't kick Donald Trump off the ballot. But they disagreed with why, how they got there. And this is where it got interesting. The liberal justices used some very strong language, suggesting conservatives were going too far, perhaps worried how their decision might be applied down the road. And then Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote a separate decision saying, now is not the time to amplify disagreement with stridency. So you see this back and forth between the justices on an issue where they all say they agree. And why is that important? Because even where there is agreement, unanimous agreement, like we saw today, this court was fractured. And as some of these more controversial cases come down the road, including that one where Trump is arguing he should be immune from prosecution, we can see this all play out where they don't agree on the outcome.
Such important context, Jan. I was reading that too. Justice Barrett writing, the court should turn the national temperature down, not up.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, turning now to the weather, with a massive blizzard slamming parts of California and Nevada over the weekend with up to 7 feet of snow in some areas. CBS's Carter Evans reports the snow and the powerful winds have closed roads, knocked out power to thousands, and it's not over yet.
This is what nonstop snow looks like. Over 3 days, this historic storm walloped the Lake Tahoe region with about 2 months' worth of snow, and the Reno area got hit with half a year's worth. Wind gusts up to 190 miles per hour were recorded on some mountain peaks, and some woke up to a wall of snow several feet tall. Even maneuvering a snowplow was a challenge in the blinding blizzard.
See, the goal is not to try and look at anything. You just use your peripheral.
Unrelenting snowfall shut down a stretch of the heavily traveled Interstate 80 over the weekend. At one point, there were nearly 200 to 300 cars and nearly 100 big rigs trapped on the mountain highway. California Highway Patrol officers went car to car, helping drivers, including a stranded mom.
The battery died, so she's got a baby in the car with her, and my officers did an amazing job figuring out how to get her out of the area, get down to a warming shelter.
She must have been terrified.
She was scared. Yeah, she was. But she was being a mom.
Crews across the Sierra Nevada are working around the clock to clear the roads and the rails.
Take a look at the train tracks over here covered with snow. And now the solution, this giant snowplow train.
Even the U.S. mail was briefly brought to a standstill, but the delivery trucks were eventually dug out. Local ski resorts are trying to get back to normal now after the storm shut down most operations. Now, all this new snow could extend the ski season until Memorial Day.
Gives us a shot in the arm for the rest of the season, there's no doubt.
And there is so much snow here, they have to make piles like this just to be able to clear the roads. And it's like this all over town. There is another storm moving in this evening, and it could bring another foot of snow to some areas. Nora?
Carter Evans, thank you for all your reporting this weekend. Well, for a look at when the winter storm warnings will finally break, let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. More snow on the way for the West Coast. In some of the higher elevations in California and Oregon could see another 2 feet of snow. Meanwhile, in Texas, firefighting efforts do remain underway from the ground and from the air. A lot of smoke coming from these massive wildfires that are burning. Mother Nature providing some relief for those efforts. Winds are not as strong as they had been over the weekend and especially last week, expecting to stay relatively calm over the next couple of days. While that severe weather threat is increasing in areas that had temperatures in the 60s and 70s today. But by tomorrow, Nora, temperatures will be in the 30s and even 20s.
Chris, thank you. In another major development today, Jack Teixeira, a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, pleaded guilty to one of the most serious national security breaches in years. The 22-year-old admitting to leaking classified military documents on social media. We get details, including how much prison time Teixeira faces, from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
22-year-old Jack Teixeira appeared in court today in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, acknowledging his actions caused one of the most extraordinary leaks of secrets in years. Teixeira, who was arrested last April at his family home, was asked today whether he understood that by pleading guilty to all six counts, he could serve up to 16 years in prison. "Yes, Your Honor, I understand," he said. Just a few years out of high school, Teixeira joined the National Guard as a low-ranking tech specialist, but with a top security clearance. Prosecutors allege he illegally posted classified Pentagon records, including troop movements and war plans in Ukraine, uploading them in a series of 40,000 messages on Discord in 2022 and 2023, leaks that shocked and embarrassed the Pentagon.
"All of our adversaries were given access to sensitive national defense information. And such unlawful disclosure damages our intelligence capabilities."
In a statement, his parents said their son's actions were unfathomable, but also blasted the shocking failures revealed by an internal review of the unit in which Teixeira worked. He had been caught and reprimanded before for accessing improper information.
"Do you think this was any kind of wake-up call to the military?"
"I hope so."
15 people in Teixeira's unit were disciplined, and its leader was relieved of command.
"Managing who's accessing, who has access to what levels of information, on, especially on digital repositories, is something that I think DOD is going to be spending a lot more time thinking about."
And Scott McFarlane joins us now. Scott, I understand this isn't the only case of an intelligence leak in the news today, that there's another case we're just learning about.
Yeah, he's an Air Force civilian employee named David Slater, accused of sending classified information on a foreign dating website, including secretive information about Russia's war against Ukraine. The feds say there's a co-conspirator here, Nora, somebody claiming to be a woman from Ukraine. But for now, it is Slater's conspiracy case. He makes his first appearance tomorrow in court in Nebraska.
Scott McFarlane with that new development. Thank you. President Biden tonight says he will not let up pushing for a deal to bring hostages home and provide more relief to the more than 2 million people suffering in Gaza. The vice president today met with a rival of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Benny Gantz is a key member of Israel's war cabinet, but Netanyahu opposed this visit to Washington. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports tonight on the urgent need for aid in Gaza.
More chaos at an aid delivery convoy in Gaza City, where desperate Palestinians again scrambled for a sack of flour to feed their families. But for Sharif Al-Kafarna, it's too late for his 10-year-old son, Yazin, who he had to bury with his bare hands. Our CBS News team in Gaza first reported on Yazin this past weekend as he lay in bed starving because the food he needed, basics like eggs and bananas, were nowhere to be found. Now all that's left to mark his short life is a cardboard grave marker, his name written in pen. "I never thought he would starve to death," Al-Kafarna says. "Please forgive me, my son." On Sunday, Vice President Kamala Harris bluntly called out Israel for not doing enough to ease what she called a humanitarian catastrophe and urged both sides to accept a deal.
"And given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire for at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table."
CBS News has learned the framework of an agreement has been reached by Israel and Hamas, which includes a 6-week pause in fighting and a sharp increase in humanitarian aid into Gaza, for the release of 40 hostages. But a formal truce has yet to materialize. The Biden administration ordered three C-130 aircrafts to airdrop 38,000 meals in coordination with U.S. ally Jordan, a move aid agencies have criticized as inefficient and will do little to alleviate the suffering.
And in that meeting with Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz, Vice President Harris said a ceasefire and hostage release deal was urgent, but Israel has yet to send a delegation to Cairo, where those talks are taking place. Nora.
MTS Tayeb, thank you. Now to college basketball sensation Caitlin Clark. The 22-year-old is making history again, cementing her place in the record books as she makes an impact on the sport that is unmistakable.
Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer.
Iowa senior guard Caitlin Clark snaps the 54-year-old record held by Pistol Pete Maravich in front of a sold-out crowd.
When they announce it and everybody screams, that's when I know.
The magic number, 3,668 points. That's the most in NCAA basketball history, men's or women's.
It's really, like, crazy to think about.
The praise is pouring in. From LeBron James, who became the first NBA player to score 40,000 points this weekend, he congratulated Clark online, along with fans Billie Jean King and President Biden. The basketball phenom and her team are attracting more eyes to women's basketball, inspiring young girls, and sending ticket prices soaring.
People that are showing up and coming to our games, like, they really love the way our team plays. People love it. They're not just here for me. I'm sure I help, but at the end of the day, we have a really great team and a really great culture, and that's what makes it so fun.
She's so humble, and her career is just beginning. Clark announced just last week that she'll head to the WNBA draft. She's expected to be the number one pick. And the team that holds that pick, the Indiana Fever, saw ticket prices double from last season. We will be watching. All right, for the first time ever, women in the U.S. will soon be able to get birth control pills without a prescription. That's next.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
Access to birth control is getting a major boost with the first over-the-counter pill hitting stores in the U.S. later this month. The hormone-based contraceptive O-pill is similar to the prescription pills millions of American women have used for decades. It was approved for over-the-counter sales by the FDA last summer. A one-month supply will cost about $20, and a three-month supply will run around $50. Patients are seeing an unexpected benefit from weight loss shots like Ozempic. That's next. Doctors are seeing a positive side effect of those weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, and that's a diminished craving for alcohol. CBS's Janet Shamlian looks into this in tonight's Health Watch.
You want to see this tree?
Megan Johnston started taking semaglutide last year. That's the medication in weight loss drugs like Wegovy.
You took the medication thinking, I'm going to lose weight or I want to drink less.
It was definitely that I wanted to lose weight. But, you know, I thought if I can drink less, even better.
The 38-year-old Arlington, Virginia real estate agent says she gained 30 pounds during the pandemic and was drinking more, too.
my checkup last year, I remember telling my doctor I was drinking upwards of 15 drinks a week.
And now?
Some weeks none. Last week was one, maybe average three.
Johnston is among many patients who've reported fewer cravings for alcohol while taking semaglutide for weight loss.
What kind of a game changer would this be?
If it turns out that this medication is safe and effective for treating addiction, this would become really the largest and most widely used pharmacotherapy for addiction medicine that's ever been developed.
Kyle Simmons is running one of several clinical trials currently underway to examine whether semaglutide reduces cravings for alcohol.
This region is exhibiting greater activity in this participant.
He says the drug affects the brain and appears to remove the pleasure received from drinking alcohol.
What would you say to people who want to take these drugs now to decrease alcohol consumption?
We just don't know yet whether or not the medication is safe and effective for the treatment of alcohol use disorder.
Johnston says she lost 45 pounds over 7 months and cut her drinking by 75%.
Do you still join your friends for cocktails or go to a bar?
Absolutely. Or I have them over and I'll make them a drink, and sometimes they'll have one and sometimes they won't.
A weight loss drug with, for some, a welcome buzzkill. Janet Shamley in CBS News, Arlington, Virginia.
Heart of America is next with an emotional goodbye to a beloved Philadelphia sports icon.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, longtime Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce announced his retirement today after 13 seasons. The NFL tough guy didn't hide his emotions when he delivered his heartfelt goodbye.
Thank you, Philadelphia. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for letting me represent this city and allowing me into your homes every Sunday. It has truly been a privilege.
The 36-year-old Kelce spent his entire career with Philadelphia, played in two Super Bowls, and won the Lombardi Trophy in 2018. After the Eagles were knocked out of this year's playoffs, he spent the rest of the season cheering on his younger brother, Travis, who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, who repeated as Super Bowl champs. Today, he paid tribute to his teammates, coaches, the fans, and his family who were all there today, including Travis, crying a bit. Brotherly love at its best. Jason Kelce, tonight's Heart of America. Well, that does it for tonight's edition of the CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Hope you have a good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.